Don't worry about anything, but in everything by prayer and petition, with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known to God. And the peace of God, which passes all understanding, shall keep your hearts and minds through Christ Jesus. Philippians chapter 4, verses 6 and 7. Thanks for joining us today. This is the Hour of Intercession. I'm Pastor Joseph Parker. We invite you to look with us in the Word of God to begin with in the book of Joshua, Joshua chapter 1, beginning at verse 1. After the death of Moses, the servant of the Lord, it came to pass that the Lord spoke to Joshua, the son of Nun, Moses' assistant, saying, Moses, my servant, is dead. Now therefore arise, go over this Jordan, you and all this people, to the land which I am giving to them, the children of Israel. Every place that the sole of your foot will tread upon, I have given you, as I said to Moses, from the wilderness and this Lebanon, as far as the great river, the river Euphrates, all the land of the Hittites, and to the great sea toward the going down of the sun, shall be your territory. No man shall be able to stand before you all the days of your life. As I was with Moses, so I will be with you. I will not leave you nor forsake you. Be strong and of good courage, for to this people you shall divide as an inheritance the land which I swore to their fathers to give them. Only be strong and very courageous, that you may observe to do according to all the law which Moses my servant commanded you. Do not turn from it to the right hand or to the left, that you may prosper wherever you go. This book of the law shall not depart from your mouth, but you shall meditate in it day and night, that you may observe to do according to all that is written in it, for then you will make your way prosperous, and then you will have good success. Have I not commanded you? Be strong and of good courage. Do not be afraid nor be dismayed, for the Lord your God is with you wherever you go. Then turning to the New Testament, the book of Ephesians, Ephesians chapter 6, beginning at verse 10. Finally, my brethren, be strong in the Lord and in the power of his might. Put on the whole armor of God, that you may be able to stand against the wiles of the devil. For we do not wrestle against flesh and blood, but against principalities, against powers, against the rulers of the darkness of this age, against spiritual hosts of wickedness in the heavenly places. Therefore, take up the whole armor of God, that you may be able to withstand in the evil day, and having done all to stand. Stand therefore, having girded your waist with truth, having put on the breastplate of righteousness, and having shod your feet with the preparation of the gospel of peace. Above all, taking the shield of faith, with which you will be able to quench all the fire darts of the wicked one, and take the helmet of salvation and the sword of the Spirit, which is the Word of God, praying always with all prayer and supplication in the Spirit, being watchful to this end, with all perseverance and supplication for all the saints and for me, that utterance may be given to me, that I may open my mouth boldly to make known the mystery of the gospel, for which I am an ambassador in chains, that in it I may speak boldly as I ought to speak. Father, we thank you once again for your word, your powerful word that guides us, that transforms us, that empowers us, that counsels us, and that equips us to be the warriors you've called us to be. And more teach us to have the warrior mentality you've called us to as believers who recognize that the world is a battlefield, but you have told us we are more than conquerors through him that loved us. Father, empower us to live with the wisdom, the insight, and the understanding of the warriors you've called us to be. Teach our hands to war and equip us more and more daily by the power of your Holy Spirit. We thank you and we praise you. In Jesus' name we do pray. Amen. Thanks again for listening to the Hour of Intercession. Our producer is Rick Robertson. He's going to share a word of prayer at this time as well.
Father, you say that you rescued us because of your tender mercy. What a blessing, Lord. We deserve your wrath, and yet you showed us mercy. Thank you so much for your love for us, for your precious Son, for the Holy Spirit as he works in our lives. God, we pray that this program today will bring you much honor. We pray for Sean and Jonathan and Joseph as they speak, that they communicate your truths, that listeners hear what you have to say to them and cling to those truths and run with it in a fashion that pleases you. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen. Thanks, Rick. Again, thanks for listening to the Hour of Intercession. We're continuing to remind you about our Operation Christmas Child 2020 project. National Collection Week is November 16th through the 23rd. And you can pack shoeboxes and help us send great joy and the good news of Jesus Christ to the ends of the earth. Be a part of evangelism and discipleship when you pack an Operation Christmas Child shoebox. American Family Radio is joining Operation Christmas Child to share the hope and love found in Jesus Christ through a simple shoebox gift. Again, it's another great way to share God's love, to build a shoebox online as well. And it's a convenient and personal way to fill shoebox gifts directly from home. You can build your box by choosing from a list of items, and then Samaritan's Purse will pack and send it for you. So a couple different ways to get involved. Together, we can send a tangible expression of the love of God through simple gifts like toys, school supplies, and hygiene items. For more information, just visit samaritanspurse.org/OCC. Again, that's samaritanspurse.org/OCC for more information about how to get involved with Operation Christmas Child 2020. We can continue to remind and encourage you, if you haven't taken a look at the movie In His Image as of yet, we're encouraging you to do that. Again, the movie is In His Image, Delighting in God's Plan for Gender and Sexuality. In His Image is a critical and a very important message designed to help equip the church to answer culturally controversial questions about gender and sexuality from a Bible point of view. It's a feature-length documentary produced by American Family Studios that presents a much-needed truth with compassion, clarity through powerful testimonies, careful Bible teaching, and scientific evidence. Again, you can watch it for free. Go to inhisimage.movie. Again, inhisimage.movie. And we're encouraging you to watch it and also forward it to others because, again, this is an area where the devil's tried to take so much ground and many people are struggling. But the Word of God is clear, and the Word of God is a weapon that knows how to help us walk in victory in every area of life, including this one. I want to remind you, too, you can partner with the American Family Association as well. Partner with us and receive a special edition DVD of In His Image. Help us spread the powerful message by donating a gift of any amount and receive the 2-disc In His Image DVD set. And you can share the feature-length documentary with friends and family, and you can explore over 3 hours of special features on Disc 2 that include deleted scenes, extended interviews, and biblical answers to commonly asked questions. Again, your gift helps AFA share the redemptive hope of the gospel presented in the documentary, In His Image. Hope that you'll do that. So again, you can either go watch it for free or with a contribution, receive the two-disc DVD set in order to help spread this powerful message. Hope that you'll take the time to do that. We are honored to have as our guests today, Jonathan McCullough and Sean Scott. They are both the CEO and co-founder. Jonathan is the CEO of Urban Conservatives of America, and Sean is the co-founder, along with Jonathan, of Urban Conservatives of America. Welcome, Jonathan and Sean.
Thank you very much. It's an honor to be here.
Great to have you all with us today.
Thank you for having us.
All right. Pete apparently is excited to hear about what you, once he learned about what you do, it sounds like he's excited before he even hears you. So, all right. Well, as we get started, I'm going to ask if, Jonathan, if you will share a little bit more about yourself and then Sean, and then we want to get right into talking about the mission and the work of Urban Conservatives of America.
Yes. My name is Jonathan. I'm 54 years old. I grew up in Houston, Texas. I'm a son of a minister. I grew up in a two-parent home. My family, my mother and father, you know, I never wanted for anything. They were, you know, my father was a minister and also a business owner, as well as my mom was a business owner. They were Christians. My father pastored a church. My experience, you know, through his ministry, I've always respected his ministry because I knew the man he was. I knew, you know, how he took care of his family. I always respected the ministry, his ministry, but I never understood. I could never ever comprehend, you know, the gospel as he wanted me to and as I wanted to. But what happened was I later on in my life, you know, as I was growing up, I got married at 21 years old. My marriage lasted about 8 years, and I was divorced. And after the divorce, I became involved in drugs. I I don't know what made me go to drugs, but, you know, now I know that it was all a part of God's plan. Well, anyway, my problem was I just couldn't understand the difference between, you know, the physical and the spirit, you know, and I really wanted an understanding of the Bible. But anyway, that's not why I use drugs, but I'm just kind of taking you somewhere. But I was, you know, I sampled drugs, and later, you know, as it progressed, I became addicted, totally addicted. It became a lifestyle. It was a it was a 20-year hiatus until God restored me. God sent me. I was sent to prison, and you know, I realize now that God put me in a material, physical place so that I can be set free spiritually. And everything that Dad taught me has been restored to me tenfold. Everything that I didn't understand, I have a thorough understanding of now. As I say, I spent 20 years on drugs, and you know, I went to prison, and God restored me. If I had enough time, I could tell you, but I don't want to take up too much time on this issue. But I have a beautiful testimony about how God restored me. If I have a few minutes, I'll kind of give you a summary. Well, I was in prison. Dad came to visit me. There was on a Saturday, and prior to that, Saturday was a Thursday. I was denied parole. I had a 3-year sentence. Dad came to visit me, and when Dad came to the visitation office, Dad looked real frail. He looked real sick, real sick. I mean, he was unrecognizable to his own son. So as he got close to me, I recognized who he was, but you know, my heart was grieving at, you know, his condition, because I knew something was very wrong. Well, anyway, what really broke my heart was when Dad sat down and he asked me how I was, you know, and that was the moment that my heart just crumbled, because, you know, looking at him, you know, and for him to be concerned about me, he's a minister now, for him to be concerned about me was, you know, weighed heavily on my heart. You know, he said, I remember him mentioning, he said, you know, son, I come to see you, and I want to make sure you're all right. He said, I've spent my entire life trying to restore and be of service to other people for God, only to see my son, you know, suffer as he has. And, you know, I come to see that you're all right. Well, that broke my heart. After the visit, I watched him walk out of the visitation room, and I went back to my dwelling, you know, and tears were just running down my eyes. My heart was prepared for the spirit to move at that time, you know, because I fell on my knees, and I said, God, you know, I've wasted 20 years of my life. I've missed very important meetings with my children, relationship with my dad. Please don't let my dad leave this world before that he sees that that I'm in good hands. So here's what happened. That was a Saturday. The following day was a Sunday. I went to the sanctuary at the prison, and there was just one guy that I was interested in seeing, but he was unable to make it. But there's another guy that was not supposed to be there. He said the spirit had led him there because somebody was going to be delivered. Now, we had about 300 people in attendance, 300 inmates in attendance. And this guy said that he called the prison and asked, could he replace the guy that was not going to be there? Because the spirit was leading him, and he said somebody was going to be delivered. Well, anyway, he came, and during the service, he said, I came here, and I'm not supposed to be here. This is what the minister said. He said, but somebody here is going to be delivered. He said, God, the spirit of God told me to get up and come to this prison today. Somebody's going to be delivered. And he said, I want people to line up right here and tell me your story. Tell me what it is you want God to do. So you had about 20
Jonathan, guys. I'm going to have to jump in here with a break, and we're going to pick up right there on the other side. Our phone guests today are Jonathan McCullough and Sean Scott of Urban Conservatives of America. We'll be right back.
Into the deepness, this heart of mine, it's you. It's you, Lord, it's you. Then everything else just falls in line. Forever, road to crescendo, goodbye limbo, like a new day dawning, show me the window, where I can see it's you, then everything else just falls in line, you, you will always hold this heart of mine, it's you, Lord, it's you, then everything else just falls in line.
Music of Toby Mac, it's you. Thanks for listening to the Hour of Intercession here on American Family Radio. Our phone guests today are Jonathan McCullough and Sean Scott. Both are a part of the leadership team of Urban Conservatives of America. And Jonathan was sharing his testimony. Jonathan, if you'll pick up right there where you left off.
Yes, sir. And as the minister, he said somebody was going to be set free today. And he said, I want you guys to line up and tell me what it is you want God to do for you. And as guys stood up, about 20 people, you know, got 20 gentlemen got in line. And they all basically were saying the same thing, one after another. I want to go home. I want to take care of my, I want to see my children. You know, I mean, just one after another. I want to go home. I want to go home. Well, as he got to the end, there was one guy left. And he basically said the same thing. Well, right before he finished praying for that guy, the Holy Spirit just pushed me out of my chair. It was like I jumped up like a jack-in-the-box. He just pushed me up, get up there. I mean, it was like a force that I can't explain. But I had to get up. So I got up, and the Spirit told me to tell your problem. Tell them the root of your problem. So, you know, it's not easy to tell a bunch of an environment where there's a lot of men. You know, when we play basketball together, we lift weights. It's not easy to go and tell, humiliate yourself and tell your story. But the Spirit told me to do it. So I was the only one that approached the minister, and I said, sir, I want to be set free from my drug addiction. And the guy just screamed and said, hallelujah. This is who I'm looking for. You are the one I was looking for. Mm-hmm. He said, everybody had a request, but your request was related to the root of the problem and why you are here. And he said, God has manifested himself, his spirit, and my faith did not fail me. He said, he just started crying, and he started praying for me, and he said, you have been set free because I was obedient and I came. And you could imagine his faith was kind of wavering after you know, everybody was saying the same thing. So I kind of like gave his faith fuel when I actually told him that I wanted to be delivered from my problem. You see, I wasn't necessarily in a hurry to go home. I wanted to be, because I don't want to go home and repeat the same thing over again. Mm-hmm. I wanted to be set free from the inside so that when I can go home, that I can be effective in life. So he prayed for me and he cried. And, you know, and 10 minutes after after he prayed for me, I sat down. And the correctional officer came in and said, he interrupted the minister. He said, I need to interrupt you, and he said, I'm looking for Jonathan McCullough. Now, this is about 5 to 10 minutes after he prayed for me. He was interrupted by the CEO, and the CEO said, I need Jonathan McCullough. He has a visit. So now everybody was looking like, oh, my goodness, he has a visit. You know, I could look at the look on people's eyes because the guy just prayed for me and said I was delivered and said free. So my peers were all looking in awe. But they didn't know the magnitude of what was about to take place. Well, I went to the visitation, and there was my sister and her husband there. She said, Jonathan, parole called me and told me you're coming home today. I said, no, this is not true because I was just denied parole Thursday. I said, this is not true. I said, obviously you have some misinformation or somebody's giving you the wrong information. She said, no, it's confirmed you are coming home today because my address for you to come to my house has been approved. Well, I knew if that was the case, then she was on to something. But I still didn't believe God had moved that fast. So I was actually ready for the visitation to go over, to be over, so I could go back and confirm what she had just told me. Mm-hmm. So anyway, after the visitation was over, I went back to my cell, and I fell into a deep sleep. Mm-hmm. There was it's like almost like anesthesia, a deep sleep, because my cellmate was tapping my bunk. He said after my experience, he was tapping my bunk. He said, "Man, you were saying mama," and I was tapping you to make sure you was all right. Well, what had happened when I was in a deep sleep? I saw my mother passed away in 1990. Mm-hmm. My mother came to me in a vision, and she was the most. I mean, she was the most beautifulest woman I ever seen in the world. I mean, and it's almost. I can't explain how beautiful she was. It was like a glorified body and young body without sin. It was just beautiful. I recognized her voice, and I recognized her facial features, because she was my mom, but she was a very young version of my mother. Mm-hmm. And she said, "Son, I can't be here long." She said, "Excuse me." She said, I was given permission to let you know you've been set free."
Praise God.
So, excuse me, I'm sorry. So, after that experience, I waken up out of a deep sleep, and the correctional officer came. Usually they come about 10:30. Mm-hmm. Somebody's going home that night, and the indication of how many people's going home would be, you know, how many bags that he had in his hand. So he had one bag in his hand, and he passed my cell up. Mm-hmm. You know, I said, "Oh, well, wait a minute. Well, maybe this is, maybe there's something wrong, or maybe something I'm not understanding." Well, he went down, and kind of my faith was rocked again. So I'm like, okay, well, maybe all this is just my imagination. But he came back, and he stopped, and he said, "What is your name?" I said, "My name is Jonathan." He said, "Pack your bags. You are going home." Now, there was a different type of excitement that I had. It wasn't an excitement that I was being set free from, you know, where I was. Mm-hmm. The excitement came because I knew that I had been set free from the inside.
I knew
that my life had changed forever. It was an extraordinary experience.
Praise God.
And that experience has inspired me up to this point.
Mm-hmm. Praise God. That's a powerful testimony, Jonathan. Thank you for sharing. And
you're welcome.
I'm going to ask Shawn to go ahead and share some about herself as well, and then we'll get a chance to talk specifically about the mission of Urban Conservatives. But Shawn, if you'll tell us a little bit more about yourself.
Okay. Hello. Yes, I'm Shawn Scott, co-founder of Urban Conservatives of America. I'm 47. I'm a mother of two, grandmother of one. I'm also a native Houstonian. I grew up in the church. I wasn't necessarily discipled. We knew of God, but didn't necessarily have a relationship with Him. Mm-hmm. My father was Catholic, and I grew up in an abusive situation. So whenever my mother and father were together, we went to the Catholic church, and whenever they were split up, we went to a Baptist church. But a lot of tradition in both. There was never any type of discipleship. I had encounters with God throughout my life at different points. I'm going to shorten it up. Mm-hmm. But the last encounter I had with Him, and I believe He was always with me throughout it all, I was going through a miscarriage, and I had gotten to the point where God had really, before I even really knew what was going on, He was already in the process of renewing my mind. Mm-hmm. I had turned off the noise of the world. I no longer longed to listen to the radio. I no longer longed to watch TV, and I just didn't have any desire. I no longer desired to drink. You know, I used to drink. I wasn't like an alcoholic, but I used to, drink. You know, if I went out or whatever, we had alcohol. Mm-hmm. But those things were kind of like being stripped of me. Mm-hmm. Didn't really understand what was going on. I just didn't have the desire anymore. And it was in the moment that I was in bed going through the miscarriage, and I was forced to, like, watch TV. It wasn't anything else to do, really. And it was two channels that I would switch from. It was a church channel and Animal Planet. And when I was on the church channel, I stopped on a man sitting in a chair reading a Bible. His name was Andrew Womack. And I was like, huh, okay, I'll stop here and see what he has to say, because all he had was the Word of God. He didn't have any theatrics, you know, no choirs and no bells and whistles. Mm-hmm. It was just him sitting there with the Word of God, and it was from that point, really, I credit that ministry to begin my discipleship. I had never been discipled.
Mm-hmm.
And so, yeah, so from then on, it's brought me to where I am now. It's been a constant renewing of the mind and growth in the Lord, and it's been all about Him.
Mm-hmm.
I learned to depend on Holy Spirit and not necessarily a pastor or teacher or evangelist or anything else. God met me there, and He showed me how to follow Him.
Mm-hmm.
And so I met Jonathan via social media, and I was brought home due to medical problems. I used to work for a chemical company in the corporate office for about 10 years, and was brought home due to medical problems. It was almost like God was stripping me again, because sometimes we can depend on worldly things for our provision.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? But it's like He had stripped all of that from me, and I had to be fully dependent on Him and my husband, of course. But it's like I didn't have any control anymore.
Mm-hmm.
But it prepared me. I see now that He was preparing me for the season that I'm in now.
Mm-hmm.
Because I am at home, I do have the time to really pour into this organization. I met Jonathan via social media. We were connected on social media, and never met him before, didn't know anything about him other than what I saw on social media. But he reached out to me and said, you know, asked me, how would I feel about starting this kind of organization? Would I help him to get it started? I said, oh, sure. You know, I mean, without a second thought, it was just like something that I was led to do.
Mm-hmm.
And what first started off as an idea, I started a Facebook page, and from then on, we've been running. Without even knowing how we were going to do it, what means we were going to have to do it, because my family is on one income, and at that time, I believe Jonathan did not have consistent work.
Mm-hmm.
But we knew that God, this was a God thing, and and it has been a God thing all along. We've had to stand in faith all along for where we are now. So it's been a year in, and God is doing some amazing things, and I give Him all the glory for it.
Okay. Well, so again, the organization is Urban Conservatives of America. Would you, Jonathan and or Sean, specifically share what the mission, what the name means, and what the mission of Urban Conservatives of America is about?
Well, I'll begin by saying, we're African Americans. We come from, our background is from the urban communities, and we've seen a lot of things in the urban communities that is inconsistent with the Word of God. And we've noticed that the inconsistency is not lining up with the manifestation that we see.
Mm-hmm.
So this was evidence that we had a mission. Our mission is to encourage people to follow Christ and not culture.
Mm-hmm.
The black community, particularly, is a culture-following community. We follow traditions of men. We practice idolatry.
And what I mean by that is, in some cases, famous people, what they say, we take that as wisdom, and we exalt what they say in their leadership above the word of God.
Mm.
And this is where we saw the need. When we want to encourage the urban communities to follow Christ, we are not monolithic. We were all created by one God. The Bible says everything that God made was good, and we stand on these principles. Urban Conservatives of America, we stand on the fundamental principles of God and not the alternative principles of men.
Mm-hmm.
When you follow the alternative, which is the left side, when you follow the, and this is what the black community have done.
Jonathan, I'm going to have to jump in, coming up on a break, and we'll pick up right there on the other side. Our phone guests today are Jonathan McCullough and Sean Scott, both that are part of the leadership team of the Urban Conservatives of America. We'll be right back.
Our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name, thy kingdom come, thy will be done. On earth as it is in heaven, give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us.
Music of the Walls Group, the song simply entitled The Prayer. Thanks for listening to the Hour of Intercession here on American Family Radio. Our phone guests today are Jonathan McCullough, the CEO and founder of Urban Conservatives of America, Sean Scott, the co-founder of Urban Conservatives of America as well. And if you all could share with our listeners a website and how people can get in touch with or learn more about Urban Conservatives of America.
Oh, sure. The website is www.urbconusa.org. That's urbconusa.org. You can follow us on Facebook, YouTube, and Instagram.
Okay, repeat that one more time, a little bit slower.
And Jonathan, you can... A little bit slower, I'm sorry. So the website is www.urbconusa.org. That is Urb, urbconusa.org. And you can follow us on YouTube, Facebook, and Instagram.
All right. Okay, then. And so if you all continue, though, you're sharing about, again, the basic mission and work of Urban Conservatives of America. If you pick up where you left off, please.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. We are an organization that wants to encourage the urban communities that it's okay to support and trust in God. It's okay to reject the traditions of man for faith and hope in a living God. As it relates to politics, the term conservative is a lifestyle. It's a principle, and that principle is we stand on the right side because we trust God over government. The Bible says, trust no man. It also says, thou shalt not have any gods before me. So our community have been in the situation that they're in because we've trusted government. If you remember in 1966, Lyndon B. Johnson came out. He legislated the Great Society. The Great Society was so that, to give government assistance to people, particularly able-bodied people. And this is the curse that we've been under in the urban communities nationwide. So we are here because we understand what is taking place today in America. God has sent somebody to break that curse. And what we know that it has nothing to do with his personality. And we also know that we don't get to choose who God sends to bless us. We don't get to choose the delivery service. Mm-hmm. So we understand that. God chooses whom he wants to bless us. But we have to believe. The Bible says you must first believe that he is and a rewarder of those that diligently seek it. So if we're seeking government assistance all the time, that's what we don't get. Mm-hmm. And the Bible says, don't trust no man. We know that man will fail you. No man is any better than another man. But we know that God is greater, the founder and the creator that spoke the universe into existence. Mm-hmm. And we understand that the word of God is more than information. It's transformation. It cannot just be information alone. It has to be transformation, which That's is right. why God says, let the redeemed of the Lord say so. Mm-hmm. From whom God has delivered from the wiles of the devil. See, this is manifestation of the word. So this is where we are, and we want to teach people in the urban communities what it means to be conservative. I don't care where you came from, what kind of background, if you come from dysfunctional families, or if you've been on drugs, alcohol, prostitution, whatever. We serve a big God. God is willing to use you. How else can he use somebody if you haven't been through anything? He's a God that uses the foolish things of the world. Mm-hmm. And found the wives, and the world tell you that you're not nothing because you made a mistake. But God is saying, wait a minute, he is something. I need you to lead him to me. Jesus said, if I be lifted up, I will draw all men unto me. Mm-hmm. So we are unique in that regard because we are more than just information. Anybody can give you scripture, but can somebody give you a testimony? Can somebody show you how these scriptures are actually working? Because the Bible is the living word. So this is what we're all about, Brother Joseph.
What I'd like to ask right now is, Jonathan, if you would, and then Sean, pray whatever's on your heart for our listeners and as it relates to what you're sharing about the mission of your ministry. But if you'll go, Jonathan, pray, and then Sean, if you would pray as well.
Absolutely. Heavenly Father, I just thank you for this opportunity. I thank you for Brother Joseph and the American Family Network. Father God, this is you. This is not us. Father, we just ask that our word goes out. In fact, you've promised us that the word of God, the spirit of God, goes out and it does not return void. We ask, Lord, that it falls into the hearts and ears of the listeners on this broadcast, Father. Father, we know you said, if you love me, feed my sheep. This is what we intend to do, Lord, because, God, you keep your promises and we're going to keep our promises. Father, we thank you, Lord, and we exalt you, Lord. We love you. We glorify you. In Jesus' name, and may your word resonate in all that are listening. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Father God, I thank you. I thank you, Lord, for this opportunity to be a voice. I thank you, Father, for bringing us together this morning. And I thank you, Lord, for speaking through us. I pray, Lord, that your word has gone forth, and we know that it will not return void. I ask, Father, that you will continue to use us, Father, in the communities to lift up your people, to educate your people, Father, to deliver your people, Lord. I pray that you will send us, Father, co-laborers, Father, to join with us in this great mission that you have given us, Father. And may it all be, Lord, for your glory. In Jesus' name, Father, I just thank you again. And I pray, Lord, that your will be done, Father, here on earth as it is in heaven in regards to our organization and this mission. In Jesus' name, Lord, I pray. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Thank you, Jonathan and Sean.
Amen.
You know, one thing that it sounds to me like part of what you're sharing is you have a goal of helping believers to learn to become doers of God's word and not hearers only. And,
Amen.
You know, that's very basically it's what discipleship is about, is helping people, once they get saved, to learn how to walk with God, to obey God,
Amen.
And
Amen.
Live a life that
and
honors him.
God. Mm-hmm.
That's right.
Amen.
Would you elaborate a little bit more on the mission and why you felt the need to really be aggressive in carrying this mission forward?
Well, as I said earlier, as I was sharing my testimony, I recognize the spirit behind the leadership that's in our country right now. Mm-hmm. I recognize that spirit. I recognize the prophetic word that he said when he said, "This is a great awakening." Mm-hmm. I recognize that because the same spirit that saved me and moved in an instant allows me to recognize. The Bible says those that are in the spirit, they are the true sons of God. Mm-hmm. So I recognize that. I disconnected from the world. I didn't hear all the rubbish and the character assassination, because it's never about the man. Mm-hmm. It's about his mission. It's about his mission.
That's
this
right.
is why God says, be not conformed to the world, because don't be comfortable with the world's information, because they mm-hmm. will deceive you. Matthew 4:4 says, man shall not, pay attention to the word shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceeded out of the mouth of God. So what we want to do is continue. We want to grow. And if anybody, any of your listeners would like to support our mission, as Sean mentioned, our website, you can go there and become a member. We'd love to have you, because there's plenty of work to do. The Bible says the harvest is plenty, mm-hmm. but the laborers are few. So mm-hmm. we are engaged. We want to see you prosper. We want to see you become. It doesn't matter where you come from. It doesn't matter what situation you came from. We serve an awesome God, and we are a testament to his power. We're not telling you something somebody told us. We're telling you something that we've experienced. And I just like to encourage anybody that would like to be a part of our mission, Brother Joseph, just go to our website, as Sean said, www.urbconusa.org. Fill out the app, become a member, and follow us, and pray for us, and support us.
Mm-hmm. Well, if just say, for example, a parent is listening and they think to themselves, well, how can a ministry or organization like this help me to be a better parent to my children in this crazy world that we live in? How would you respond to that question?
Absolutely. Well, our mission, as I stated, we're more than just an information source. We're a transformation source. We have videos on our website of people with testimonies and how they overcame their testimony.
Mm-hmm.
If you would go to our website and follow us on that page, all of the information, you know, you'll find some information that's related to you. Whatever it is you're going through, you know, testimonies may differ, but at the end of the result, there's power. There's a story of redemption. There's a story of overcoming. So, you know, be encouraged. We have encouragers, you know, on our videos on Facebook, YouTube and Parler and others, but mm-hmm. follow our page. As I said, become a man, follow us, and you know God will provide what it is that you're looking for,
mm-hmm.
because our organization is led by the Spirit. So whatever mm-hmm. it is you're going through, or whatever information you need, just follow us mm-hmm. and know that God will give you the information that you need and the help.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Okay, you know, I appreciate you specifically mentioning that, because, you know, it's good for us as believers to understand the Word of God and the Holy Spirit, they're all sufficient in everything
Amen.
And in every way. And it's good for us to know and understand that Jesus really is the answer to everything, every situation, every challenge, every difficulty in the world as well.
Amen. Amen. He says, for without me, you can do nothing.
That's right. That's right.
And he meant that.
How would you all like for listeners to pray for you and to pray for Urban Conservatives of America?
Well, we would like to pray for strength. We would like, because, you know, nothing that you do for God is without challenge mm-hmm. from the adversary. So we just ask for strength and humility. We ask for growth. We want to have a chapter in every major city in the United States of America, because I know, because Sean and I are from Houston, that there are like mind testimonies in every major city in America, and people that want to do the same thing. As I said, we're an organization that trusts God, not government. We never support the left side. The left side is asking to trust man. We know that man put us in a situation where we're in, and there's nothing that he can do. So we stand on the right side all of today and always. And we ask that you just pray for us, that we grow stronger in the Lord, and we continue to do God's work.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And, you know, you mentioned that you have testimonies on your website as well. You know, that's something that I think as believers, sometimes we don't nearly realize how powerful God uses testimonies of how he's brought people out of the darkness into his light and saved them and put them on the right path. And so, again, I would encourage listeners, take the time to go to their website and learn more about both the work and mission and listen to some of the testimonies and allow the Holy Spirit to speak to you mightily through the ones that you listen to. So share the website one more time again.
Yes, it's www.urbconusa.org. Urbcon.org. www.urbconusa.org.
Okay.
I'm sorry, .org.
All right, okay. Father, we thank you again for Jonathan McCullough. Thank you for Sean Scott. Thank you for the ministry of Urban Conservatives of America. And thank you for the work you've called them to. Lord, anoint them with wisdom, vision, and grace as they move forward to do the work you've called them to. And Lord, I pray that you use them to have a mighty impact on both our nation and the world for your glory. And use it mightily to help us better understand the importance of us being faithful hearers and doers of your word. Believers will move in the power of your Spirit. In Jesus' name we do pray. Amen. Thank you, Jonathan and Sean, for being with us today. And continue the great work God has called you to do, okay? Thank you all again for being with us. Thank you for being a part of our listening family. Pray much for the Ministry of Urban Conservatives of America, and we look forward to getting them back with us again in the future. Thanks for listening. Join us again next time for the Hour of Intercession.
The views and opinions expressed in this broadcast do not necessarily reflect those of the American Family Association or American Family Radio.